Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about the spy meters, the surveillance meters, the subversive meters that they want to install in your home so they can monitor everything that you do. And, of course, oh, the television, they have all these ads on the paper here on television in California saying, oh, isn't this smart meter wonderful? I can just tell. I can go up on the Internet, and I can find out exactly how much electricity I'm using at any moment. And that's true. They can determine exactly how much electricity you're using any moment of the day. And so when they tell you that the smart meters are only going to be operating a few seconds out of the whole day, they're lying. But everything that you're hearing today is a lie. And they're telling you there's nothing to worry about because all these electromagnetic waves, why, you get far less radiation from a smart meter. That's what they call them. We should call them a spy meter, a subversive meter, or a surveillance meter. But they want to call them smart meters. Why? Because, of course, we'd want a dumb meter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of a program, part of the Agenda 21 program, to force you to change the way you live, to lower your standard of living, to impoverish the American people, to get you to cut back on your use of electricity, which is incredibly cheap to create. So they want to run the price up so high that you won't use it, because they want to lower your standard of living as they raise the standard of living on people throughout the world. And how is destroying the standard of living in America going to help people living in Africa to raise their standard of living? It's not going to, but don't look at this logically. There really are people, very evil people, behind this whole program of the subversive meters. Well, with us this evening is a woman named Virginia Farver, and she learned about the dangers of these radioactive things because of her son. And you have to understand that you do get radiation from many sources. You get them from the surveillance meters, you get them from cell phone towers, you get them from cell phones. We know that simply a cell phone can influence the activity of a male sperm. We do know that it can produce changes in the brain and predispose to cancer. There's scientific studies that show that, and people who publish them have been threatened. In America, threaten people who tell the truth? Of course, because of powerful forces aligned against the truth. Virginia Farber, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
You're very welcome.
Why don't you tell us how you got involved in this battle?
I lost my 29-year-old son from glioblastoma brain cancer in October of 2008. And my son Rich was living in San Diego and had been working there and living, and had attended SDSU in San Diego. And his neurosurgeon from Poway told our family that it was his cell phone which caused his brain cancer.
Now, was it his cell phone, or was it certainly the tower that was outside, the cell phone tower?
Well, I just started looking into things on the computer, and 9 months after his death, I found links on the Internet about a brain cancer cluster.
A cluster there right where her son was. And there were a number of people who got brain cancers in that area.
Yes, my son and, five people have gotten brain cancer since 2008. The last victim
died. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Right ahead, Virginia. They were all in the same area, weren't they? Right there in the same building.
Yes, Yes, five of them were all in the same area. Four were in the same building and basically the same room. And it was called Nassetier Hall, room 131. And anyway, and then there was another cancer death in 2008, but it was a different form of cancer. So there's six people altogether. And I immediately started contacting San Diego State University, and to this day, I have never gotten a response back from the administration. I contacted the professors that were in these articles, and we all requested a toxicology study, and they were denied, and I have never gotten a response back. And there was an epidemiologist by the name of Dr. Thomas Mack who wrote a report for SDSU in which he notes that he has no known knowledge of chemical or radiation concerns and therefore are none. So I emailed him and he called me at home. And I told him, I asked him about this cell tower that was right within probably 100 or 150 feet from this room in this building, and he brushed this off rather quickly, and I then told him of everyone's concerns, and he said they should be concerned. But because of his report, SDSU will not conduct a toxicology study. So this is why I just decided to look into this tower on my own, and SDSU has always referred to this cell tower as just a simple sprint cell tower. And what it is a heparin high-performance wireless research and educational network tower and a Gwyn tower and a HARP tower. And to this day, like I said, I still have not heard from the administration. And I found out that this is what all these smart meters and everything are attributed to. All of these, many of these large college campuses have what are called supercomputer centers. And this is where all the technology from engineers and scientists for the smart, it's called the smart grid, which...
Hold that thought. We'll be
okay.
Right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Isn't it Virginia simply pointing out that many university campuses will have these towers, of course, which tend to coordinate all of these myriad of electronic impulses with the Wi-Fi and the various electronic impulses that's going out from the computers. And they all, of course, have to be funneled into these centers and then are funneled out by satellite or various areas to this Internet complex, which is run by the NSA. Because if you think that the Internet's just up there, some sort of a nebula, something that just everything connects, it has to be all coordinated and very carefully coordinated. But what you're getting is a tremendous concentration of electromagnetic energy and basically in these cell towers. We do know that even the individual cell phone can give off damaging radiation to the point where it will damage DNA, it will damage brain function. They know this, and this is why they threaten people. They know, for instance, that it will affect the male sperm if you carry your cell phone on your waist. But they do not want the public to realize, of course, the disastrous effects. And, of course, Virginia's son was simply one of five or six people in a cluster right in that immediate area, right immediately to this Sprint tower on the college campus. But they cannot admit what they're doing. The American people would be incensed if they knew they were intentionally submitting us to the excessive radioactive radio wave material and microwave material and all of these things. Now, a little of this is not going to hurt you. And so many years ago, we had some radio waves, but now we have radio and television. We have Wi-Fi. We have all this myriad of radiation. So much, of course, that people are getting of brain tumors. It's affecting their minds. But what have you learned as you've been studying this, Virginia? Because you've been on the front lines of this battle trying to bring out the truth, because you don't want other women to lose their sons as well. And there were five or six people in a cluster, and they're totally ignoring that, even though there are scientific studies that verify exactly what you say about this place at this university campus. Pick the story up. What have you learned?
Well, this tower has, you know, it has so many huge corporations that are involved. It's got the government involved, NASA's involved, the DOE, the Department of Energy. There's so many people that are involved in it that this is why I'm not hearing anything. I've actually gotten threatening letters and phone calls to be careful. And I've also gotten...
Wait a minute now. Who censored the threatening letters and telephone calls?
Well, I didn't really get threatening letters. I actually have had phone calls from people to be careful. And I've gotten letters to be careful because people... I know people that have lost their jobs over this and have been harassed over this. Anybody who comes out against this telecom industry has been threatened in many ways. I've got numerous stories I can tell you, and I've gotten to know some of these people, and it's just really, really a sad thing.
And they do threaten people, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, they threatened the University of Washington. Well, they've done the studies on something, the relationship between cell phones and brain DNA injury, and cancer, and they were going to publish this, and they threatened government officials, threatened the University of Washington, if they dared to publish it. Well, they did publish it, and they put an article in their alumni bulletin. Hopefully the alumni would support them and help them, because they were going to get cut off from a lot of federal funding. Why? Because they dared to tell the truth. In America, where we had a freedom of the press and freedom of assembly, why, of course, they threaten and destroy people, and I personally believe they kill people on occasion who tell the truth. We know that a number of scientists who were involved in biological warfare suddenly have researched, have died under various mysterious circumstances. We do know of a number of people involved in the media who've died under mysterious circumstances. Can this sort of thing really happen today? Well, go ahead, Virginia.
It's very true. Ronald Huberman and Deborah Davis both worked for the University of Pittsburgh, started coming out about cell phones and the dangers, and they both were let go by the university because the university was going to lose $15 million in telecom funding. Dr. Keith Black from Cedars-Sinai is very careful when he's been interviewed on Larry King. The telecom industry has paid for a $15 million addition to the hospital there. Ole Johansson from Sweden, who just released the Skeleton Statement, which is asking governments across the world to drastically reduce their EMF exposures to people, has recently been harassed at his job. It just goes on and on and on, and I just keep hearing more and more. And it's so sad because the telecom industry right now is larger than the pharmaceutical industry. And they threaten lawsuits, and they can just drag people through lawsuits and basically bankrupt firms that try to take them on. So this is why this stuff is not getting out. And this is why I want people to know about these supercomputers on these campuses, because they can use these for crowd control. What they do is they send these EMF waves that are real calming and it keeps the kids docile. They can use these for through-wall surveillance, and they can use these for so many different things, mind control experiments, and to this day, I mean, I may never know what they actually did to my son. And people ask me if it was his cell phone or this cell tower. And what I say is, with the exposure of both of them, there was no chance for survival. And I believe this is also true for these other victims as well.
And, of course, these brain tumors are extremely malignant, and most, very, very few people survive. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, could this really be true? Could it really be that there is a cover-up here in America, that they are really damaging the health of our people, that they're really damaging the fertility of our people with, of course, the cell phones, and that they really are clusters of cancer as a result of the intense concentration of these waves adjacent to certain sites? And, of course, have there been other clusters like this elsewhere in the country? Do you know of Virginia?
Actually, there was a breast cancer cluster. This is how I found the articles about SDSU. SDSU is a backbone node to the UCSD campus in San Diego as well. And they've got the main supercomputer center there. And there was a breast cancer cluster there as well. And those were the first articles I read, and then I found the ones about SDSU. And yes, and there's been a cancer cluster of children in Carlsbad, California, and I have not personally been there, but I've been in contact with people that I've met through all of this, and they have gone out to investigate themselves, and I guess there's high power lines all over where these kids are going to school. So this stuff is really very, very dangerous, and now we're getting smart meters put into our homes, which is just unbelievable to me.
And the thing is, of course, that a small amount of radiation probably is not going to be harmful. I mean, certainly years ago, certainly they used to use very small doses of mercury. They even used to use small doses of arsenic in treatment of certain things, and it got a reaction from the body. But a little arsenic will not hurt you. A lot of arsenic will kill you, and the same thing is true with mercury in infinitesimal doses. Of course, I really doubt whether it was a good idea to give any mercury because it's so toxic, but certainly we do know that certainly we can come in contact with certain poisonous things, but if it's in small enough quantities, it's not going to hurt. But we're not getting small doses of radiation now. We're getting mammoth doses of radiation, and we're surrounded by all sorts of electromagnetic fields and electrical fields and magnetic fields, and basically the average individual doesn't know. You don't feel anything. But the scientific studies, and there are lots of them out there, show the danger of cell phones. And, of course, it's exactly the same type of radiation that you're getting from the smart meters. And, of course, they tell you, oh, this is only for, you know, a few seconds a day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch the ads that they're putting on the television here in California, they'll tell you that you can go up onto the Internet and find evidence of how much at any moment of the day electricity you're using in your home. How would they know that unless they were monitoring this every moment of the day? And of course, it's not just simply the smart meters. Then, of course, you have the meters that collect all the data and ship it off to other centers. But even more than that, this is a prelude to the surveillance appliances, or certainly the spy appliances are going to have chips in the appliances, and those the chips are going to send off electric waves that are going to tell the smart meter if you're using a washing machine, if you're using your dryer, if you're using your electric stove, which light bulbs, and they're even talking about altering the places you screw in your light bulb so they know which light bulb they're using. Well, Virginia, of course, nobody really wants to talk about the so-called smart appliances or the spy or surveillance appliances, do they?
They don't seem to, you know, it's hard to get people to understand. I think they'll wake up once they have these meters, but until they do, it's just hard to even get this message out. I'm trying really, really hard. And just so I found a really good research site. It's called Pikes Research, P-I-K-E. And you can find a lot of information about smart meters on it. And I found this article. This is from Maine. It's from the Forecaster Forum in Maine. And it says, there's a gentleman that was interviewed, and it says, as for the signal strength, powerful is the word used by the company that makes the meters. The manufacturer of meters currently being installed in California boasts on its website that the signals can penetrate mountains. These waves are engineered to travel through homes, hills, walls, and bodies. So that should tell you how powerful these are. And I also found articles where it says that, right here, this is a different one. It's from Turn, T-U-R-N, or the Utility Reform Network. They are against these smart meters. And it says insurance companies will not insure the health problems from wireless smart meters. And in little parentheses down below, it says, and insurance companies don't sacrifice insurance premium dollars for no reason. So that should tell you that they're very dangerous. And it says wireless smart meters transmit radiation approximately 25,000 times per day, 24/7, not 45 seconds per day, as claimed by utility companies.
So basically they're lying to us then.
Sure.
And of course anybody who lives in California has seen these advertisements for PG&E, and here in California, they have this old gentleman gets up and he says, oh, he's just such a nice old man, and he says, and I can go up on my website any minute of the day and find out exactly how much electricity I'm putting out. Well, if they're only putting this out, you know, for a few seconds a day, how would he be able to find out any minute or exactly how much electricity he was using? Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying, they're harming us, they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And they're not accountable to everything because they're part of a much larger program. It's called Agenda 21, which is dedicated to lowering the living standards of the American people by driving up the cost of electricity and forcing us to change our pattern of electricity use.
Yes, and I actually looked that up this morning, and where I live here in Colorado is an Agenda 21 city. So, this is all a bigger plan for, I believe, the New World Order. And I think they're trying to make so many people sick, and people aren't paying attention, and they need to start paying attention. And, you know, even Wi-Fi, people don't understand. Cindy Sage from the Bioinitiative Group, 1 hour of Wi-Fi is equal to 20 minutes of cell phone exposure.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Are you concerned that they're destroying and damaging your child's mind, your brain, its DNA structure, or with these massive electronic fields? And they're simply not simply the smart meters. It's also the Wi-Fi. It's the EMF frequency put out certainly by HARP and other things. It's the local radio station. It's the local television station. It's the cell phone you're using. All of these things are cumulative, ladies and gentlemen. A little not going to hurt you probably, but we are not getting a little. We're getting tremendous amounts, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they really do want to harm the bodies, the immune systems of our people. There's an intentional effort actually do damage. They know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And there's a coordinated effort to suddenly attack and demonize and vilify anyone who dares to speak out against us. But if you don't speak out now, when will you? And if not you, who's going to do it? They're poisoning the air. They're destroying us, and they're destroying us by these electric waves. And they know this, and they know they're carcinogenic, and even more than that, they know they have an effect on the mind. But don't take my word for it. Go up on the internet and look up simply the relationship between the cell phones and the function of the brain. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We got an excellent 4-tape set on smartphones. We have an excellent book on smartphones written by our good friend Orlean Coulom. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack from all sides today. And you've got to help us get the information out, because if you're not involved, who will be? And believe me, the other side has billions, if not trillions, of dollars at their disposal. And they are motivated by an intense hatred of humanity. And of course, if you haven't heard my talks on population control and their plan to exterminate most of the people in the world, you better find out. And you better get involved, because if you're not involved, who will be? And if not now, when? Well, Virginia, as you talk to people about this, are they aware that there's a problem out there? Or would they just as soon sort of forget about it and just get back to enjoying life?
That's mostly what I find. I do find, since I've been on your program a couple of times, I have been getting phone calls, and I'm getting a couple of meetings together, and I've got a couple of meetings this week where I'm going to tell my story. So it's just getting it out there, and people need to realize these supercomputers, they are incredible what they can do, and these are on college campuses. They can a lot of them are called Cray computers. And they can remotely track people, and emissions are unique, and they can remotely track someone in public. It's all about surveillance and what they can do with somebody's mind. And all of this is under the sustainability. And President Weber from San Diego State University just retired in July. And I found a letter which he wrote to thank San Diego. You know, of course, he has never contacted me about this. But it says at the very bottom of this, it says, I am grateful to our students who have supported increasing their own fees to invest in our new facilities and create new traditions. Sorry. And they have challenge us to be better leaders and to expand SDSU's commitment to sustainability, and students have also been our conscience with regard to social justice. And I want to know how he can say something like that when, you know, where's the justice for my son and these other victims? And they are teaching this stuff to these kids on these campuses, so I think that it's all tied into this new world order. I really do. And these Cray computers, they can do so many different things to kids' minds, and it causes brain, you know, they can do different things to people's brains with these. They can control the weather, they can change moods and behaviors, and these Gwyn Towers can shoot enormous bursts of energy into the atmosphere in conjunction with HARP. So, you know, and...
Well, I'm going to have to hold you there. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, Don't be late.
No. Light with hope, thoughtless America, my home.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, I guess, of Virginia Farver. And, of course, we're talking about the electromagnetic waves. We're talking about the smart meters, the surveillance meters, the subversive meters. We're talking about certainly the tremendous exposure to radiation. We do know, for instance, that women who are pregnant get too close to computers and they sit and work before a computer. And this will have a definite impact on the development and the mind of their unborn children. The excessive exposure to radiation has serious health consequences. Minimal, no, but massive exposure, as we are getting from every point of view. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, Virginia is certainly studying this. She's working very hard to get people mobilized in the Fort Collins, Colorado area. And, of course, she listens to our early morning program. And we have a fair number of listeners, supporters in Fort Collins, and at least some of them have contacted Virginia. And, of course, they're getting organized there. But this is part of something much larger than simply the smart meters. It's part of something called Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century. And you can look it up on the Internet. It's put out by those who would rule the world. It involves, of course, population control, getting us out of our cars, getting us to use less water, getting us to use less electricity, to lower the living standards of people here in the United States. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Virginia, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number, website, anything else you'd like to get out, so that if people from Colorado or elsewhere are listening and they'd like, of course, to benefit from what you've learned, how they can get in touch with you.
I would be more than happy to. My area code is 970-689-3798, and my email address is V as in Victory, R as in Rich, Farv, F-A-R-V, V as in Victory, at hotmail.com.
And that stands for Virginia Farver.
Right. It stands for my son's name was Rich, it's Virginia Rich, and then my last name's Farver, but it's just abbreviated, so it's Farv at hotmail.com.
F-A-R, is it just far at hotmail.com?
No, it's V-R. Farv,
F-A-R-V.
Yes, at hotmail.com.
Okay, fine. If you have a question or comment, why City Virginia's on the front lines of this battle? Have you gotten a lot of calls from our listeners there who've heard your program?
Yes, I have. And I've sent all of them. I have all the links to the stories to SDSU. I've got so much information. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've never dealt with anything like this in my life, and I feel like I'm a parent of a murdered child. And if you ever hear a story about a parent who's lost a child by a murder, they'll go to any extreme to find out what happened to their child, and that's where I'm at, and that's what I've found out. And these supercomputers are on many, many college campuses. We have them here in Fort Collins as well. And I found this. It also says, it says, our brain activity patterns can apparently be measured and stored on computer by supercomputers. If a victim needs subliminal thoughts implanted, all that is necessary is to capture, save on computer, and target the person's brainwave pattern to send in such low-frequency subliminal messages that they actually think that is their own thought. And it says there's a researcher from the Mantauk Project on Long Island that says our brains are so sensitive that they are like liquid crystal in response to the magnetic component of the earth. And I agree with you, such as vitamin D, and, you know, we have natural, you know, getting sunlight is natural radiation and things like that. But, you know, as you know, if you get too much of it, you get a sunburn. And this is what's happening with our brains. We are, with the proliferation of all these cell towers because of cell phones and 4G and all this stuff, it's just, it will eventually affect you. What I've heard from many people, that have these electrosensitive symptoms, and it can affect so many things in your, and so many organs in your body that you have no idea about. But what every human body, even if you don't think you're sick from this, every human body has what's called a tipping point. And you never know when that's going to happen. And some people that have mercury fillings in their teeth, once they become electrosensitive, sometimes this is what might cause it. And I've actually heard of some people, I've heard of some people that actually have told me they don't know how much longer they will be able to live because they are so affected by this stuff.
Well, I think we have to understand that some people can withstand a great deal of this electromagnetic energy funnel into them, and other people are extremely sensitive, and they really, of course, their whole life is disrupted by having a smart meter in the home. So each of us are different. Each of us can certainly tolerate things differently, but there's some people who are very, very sensitive. I'm sure you've run into some of those people, haven't you?
Very, very sensitive, yeah, where they don't even know how much longer they will be able to live. Or they have just become so sick. Some of these have been just from these smart meters. They've had to actually leave their home at night and go sleep in their cars in parking lots. And kids are very susceptible. I've been working with Cindy Sage, Sam, and Lloyd Milham from the International EMF Collaborative, Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust, so many of these people that are trying to get this message out, because boys, to let you know, boys are more susceptible for brain tumor development. And so this is why they need to be extra careful with cell phones, because their brains develop much slower than a female's brain does. And what these scientists are predicting is that they are going to see a pandemic of brain tumors, because a child's brain is not fully developed until their mid-20s. And here these kids are getting cell phones, you know, at 7 and 8 years old. So these kids are going to be getting brain tumors. And these brain tumors are called the Terminators. You live months with these tumors. Rich lived just shy of 7 months. The gal that just died in August lived 9 months. And these brain tumors are just, they're horrific. And you just don't want your child to get one of them. So it's just a very, very good warning for people to understand. These people, I think, they think it's a status symbol for their child to have a cell phone, or they think they're keeping their child safe, yet these kids are putting them to their heads, and they're putting them in their backpacks and carrying them against their bodies, and they are the ones that are more susceptible than anyone else.
And that is simply because first of all, the skull is so much thinner and the radiation can go right through. And then secondly, the brain is so much more susceptible.
Right.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you concerned about this? Do you think it's anything to be concerned about? Do you think this is simply all hyped, has no scientific basis at all? And if there was scientific basis, wouldn't you read about it in the newspapers on a regular basis? If there are already clusters of people adjacent to these cell phone towers, wouldn't you expect to read about it? And of course, the answer is absolutely not. Because the media in the United States is controlled, and until you understand that, until you understand that we have freedom of the press in America, which means that the six major corporations that control all the major media outlets have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're getting some interest out there. People are beginning to call in, so if you'd like to call in and get a line, why, we do have them, and we'd be glad, of course, to let you all talk about it. We've got Nancy calling, and Nancy is calling us from Santa Cruz, looks like. All right, fine. Hi, Nancy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I wanted to know, I had heard that, I don't know where these smart meters came up, you know, who came up with them, but I had heard it had something to do with the UN. Do you know anything about that?
Do you know anything about that at all?
You know, I have been trying to figure out the same thing. They just seem like they came out of nowhere. And this is why I think it's Agenda 21. And I think the government's had this plan for a long time. And I think that they just, what they say is they're going to deploy these meters. And that word deploy is a military term. And this is what I told Dr. Stan before. And this is why you should be concerned. If you look up President Dwight Eisenhower's farewell speech in 1961, he tells of what's called the military-industrial complex and its grave consequences. And I believe that this is where we're at right now. And we're losing our rights. We're losing our security, our privacy, our health. And this is all contrived by the U.S. government. And huge, big industry. Of course, GE's huge into this because they're the ones that are going to make all of these smart appliances, and Cisco, and there's just numerous companies involved.
I think you have to understand this is part of a worldwide program, Nancy, and basically these smart surveillance meters are being installed in European countries and throughout the world.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Agenda 21, this plan for the entire world to bring everybody under control? If you don't, Nancy, go up on the Internet, look up Agenda 21. It's a massive worldwide program. We'll be talking about that at our conference here in Santa Cruz on the 23rd of October. The world's leading expert on that, Michael Shaw, will be there talking about. But certainly, Agenda 21 is part of a worldwide program to bring everything under the control of a ruling elite. And then, of course, to eliminate most of the people in the world because they feel we are using their natural resources. If you haven't looked into this, we hope you listen to our programs regularly. And then, certainly, get my Population Control Agenda monograph. You'll find that on my website at RadioLiberty.com. And then help us get the word out. Will you do that, Nancy?
Yes, I will.
God bless.
I call it Population Control and Control of the Population is what I call it. And it's out there, it's true, and this is exactly what they're going to do, and this is what they're doing with HARP. I actually believe cell phones are involved in this.
Oh, sure. It's all part and parcel of the same thing. It's one ball of wax, but most people can't see how it's all interconnected. Hey, thanks very much
Thank
for calling,
you very
Nancy.
Much.
And let's go to Sam calling us from Kentucky. Sam, are you listening to our Cincinnati station or our Lexington, Kentucky station, or listening on the Internet?
Cincinnati.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, the Cincinnati station gets across the river into Kentucky. So do you have a question or comment?
Yes, my question for your guest is, when she talks about the dangers of cell phone use, is there anywhere she could suggest we read up on this on the Internet so we could possibly share with others this, an article?
Well, I've got tons of information, but all you need to do, it's just like the Wizard of Oz and tap your feet, read your cell phone manual.
But basically, on your website?
I can give you any information you want. Deborah Davis just wrote a book that was released in October. It's called Disconnect. But all cell phone manuals tell you not to put these to your heads or your bodies. And, for example, the new BlackBerry Torch cell phone manual says to keep 0.98 inches away from your head, and for pregnant women and teenagers to avoid putting these near their lower abdomens.
And what does that tell you? And basically, Sam, do you have a computer?
Yes.
All right, just go up to your search engine and type in a cell phone danger, University of Washington, or University of Washington threatened a cell phone danger, something like that.
I can tell him one more thing.
Right.
I flew out to Maine and I met with Representative Andrea Boland. She wanted to put cell phone warning labels on the boxes, and of course it didn't pass. But while the meetings were there with the CTIA, one gentleman that lost his 24-year-old son stood up and said, "Why is it that my son's cell phone manual says to keep this away from your head?" And the CTIA members said, they all looked at each other and said, "We'll get back to you about that." And Deborah Davis, in her book Disconnect, has a chapter about that in her book.
All right, Deborah Davis, and the book is called Disconnect. Would you call me off the line, off the air, Virginia, and get me her telephone number? We'd love to get her onto our program, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, anything else, Sam?
That's all. Thank you very much.
God bless. And the telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would say, Sam, we do have an excellent 4-tape set on this. We do have a book that we carry on smart meters. It's certainly Orlean Kula's book. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. A 4-tape set on smart meters. We should call them spy meters, but we don't. And simply because everybody knows what a smart meter is, people don't understand it was used actually compile surveillance on people and to spy on them and to force them to change their habits. And, of course, it's really aimed at running up the price of electricity. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Virginia Farver and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, right now we've got Steve calling from Northern Kentucky. Steve, I assume you listen to our Cincinnati station?
That is correct.
Okay, fine. You have a question for our guest.
Well, I asked this question with my cell phone right to my head. yes, what I would like to ask your guest is, do those clips that they have that you can attach to your ear, do those help take off some of the radiation effect that
the Bluetooth? That might,
the Bluetooth, yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
No, they are not. They are just as bad.
They're just as bad, Steve. I mean, all of these things are bad for you. If you really want to use a cell phone, well, you literally get a little earpiece and Right. You're better off not to have one at all, but, you know, certainly I have one, and when I travel, I take it, but I refuse to carry it with me ordinarily, because basically, even when you have it turned off, it is still putting out radiation, and they're actually tracking you, and they can actually listen to your conversations, even when it's turned off.
Yep.
Anything else, Steve?
I've noticed some strange things happening when I'm talking on my cell phone. Sometimes I'll hear little clicking noises, and I'll hear like echoes and stuff when I'm talking about controversial subjects, you know, kind of like things that you talk about on your program with people. I don't know if I'm just overreacting, but I do know these things are possible.
Well, basically, Steve, you're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you. They're out to get everyone. They really have an intense hatred of humanity. There really are conspiracies. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Steve?
Okay.
But if you haven't read my book and you don't want to read it, just go up to our website, radioliberty.com, and we have a DVD that gives you the whole story.
If you have to use a cell phone, use your speaker phone. And if you don't want to use your speaker phone, use little earbuds with the wires. They're kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, and never hold your cell phone close to your body when you use it. And turn it off when you're not using it. And that's my best advice.
Okay, but remember, Steve, that these can actually monitor you even when you're not having it on. They have software on there. They can listen to your conversations. They can track wherever you go with your cell phone, even when it's turned off.
Got it. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate the info.
God bless. Okay, that was Steve calling from Northern Kentucky. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble because there really are people out there who have an intense hatred of humanity. You need to study Agenda 21. You need to hear my talk on sustainable development and so much more. Virginia Farver has been our guest today. Virginia, thank you so very much for being with us. And please give me that telephone number for the other lady, will you?
Deborah Davis, you bet.
God bless. Would you have anything else you'd like to say, Virginia, before we let you go?
The only thing I was going to say is the mainstream media is the one who did all these articles that I found. But once I found out what the tower was, it went silent. And I actually was told by somebody from the San Diego Tribune that this story would never get out because of money. So that tells you about the mainstream media.
Amen to that. You know,
yep.
It's what's called freedom of the press, freedom to suppress. God bless.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Virginia Farver. And we basically have a 4-tape set on cell phones, I should say, on the smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But this is part of a much larger program. It's Agenda 21. And basically, it's part of something called sustainable development. We have a talk called Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And certainly it comes with a syllabus, and we recommend that syllabus because it has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is one of the three pillars of this whole Agenda 21 movement. It also has a copy of the Earth Charter, has my monograph on population control. It has quotations from Marie Strong, who openly talks about the necessity for destroying Western civilization and bringing Western civilization down and forming a secret society to do that. It's the most incredible conversation between Marie Strong and a reporter from West Magazine. We do have the article from West Magazine. If anybody wants to read it, we have that the entire text there. And, of course, you can get separately Agenda 21. We have the original Agenda 21, which was written up here in Santa Cruz. And then we have the United Nations Agenda 21, and they're both available, and all of this is available, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we ask you, of course, to listen to our programs. You can go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on your iPhone, on your MP3. You can go to our archive programs. You can listen to our live programs there. It's on RadioLiberty.com, because we are also on shortwave or on the Internet. But if you're certainly in a position to help, we are primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get out the news behind the news, the story behind the story, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness. Or you can get the DVD, either one. Or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the DVD, and the tape. Then, of course, you can actually get our talks on the forbidden secret and the dark secret of the syllabuses. Go with that. What is the secret? Why, ladies and gentlemen, there are supernatural forces that are at work within our society. They're not imaginary, they're real. And, of course, then we have another one just called The Secret, to take off on Rhonda Byrne's very, very popular DVD. And Rhonda Byrne's, book, and, of course, featured repeatedly on Oprah Winfrey, who was actually recruiting people into this worldwide occult movement. Oprah Winfrey is the high goddess of this whole Luciferian movement, in my estimation. Whether she knows it or not, this is a Luciferian movement. And the people that she is inviting onto her program are pushing this movement. We have a great DVD. It's called Wide is the Way, or Wide is the Gate. And, of course, by Carol Matriciana, will take you into this. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for our Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful. Beside her.